This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sabres come back into town this week. What does the downtown Main Street Arena Corridor area need to improve and grow? You're right by there.
Right now, with the excitement that we have going on with the Buffalo Sabres, all they need right now in downtown is more space for all the fans to be cheering in the streets.
You're right by the cobblestone rubble. Is there anything there that's hindering business in any type of way for you?
Not at all. They did a great job of clearing any debris that was around, and people have full access right now to both entrances to the parking garage, and parking is not a problem.
Do you see your clientele growing as the Sabres do well, if they go on a win streak or anything like that, and advance with Lindy Ruff behind the helm?
With Lindy Ruff coming back into town, the amount of excitement in town has exceeded expectations. The fans have been clamoring about this for months, even coming down here, talking how excited they are about the Sabres season. We definitely, definitely expect to see a lot more traffic in Cobblestone, and definitely a lot more traffic here at the Drafter.
The current downtown conditions, there's construction around. I know things are moving smoothly, but what can be done to enhance downtown Buffalo even more?
With everything downtown, with all the construction that is going on, they did a phenomenal job of being able to direct traffic where it needs to go, people with ease of access to parking, ease of access to our location and other locations around Cobblestone District.
I know it's a couple blocks away, but Shays Performing Arts Center, I mean, they're kicking off their season, right? So does that help business at all, too? I know it's a little further away, but a lot of people look for a good place to eat before a show.
Oh, 100%. We have quite a few of the participants or individuals that do go to Shays also belong to our speakeasy, Room 120. And with that being said, it increases business tenfold.
The current downtown conditions, there's construction around. I know things are moving smoothly, but what can be done to enhance downtown Buffalo even more?
With everything downtown, with all the construction that is going on, they did a phenomenal job of being able to direct traffic where it needs to go, people with ease of access to parking, ease of access to our location and other locations around Cobblestone District.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.